I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey as we strive to become more and more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who became like us in all things but sin. Today is Holy Saturday, and we'll begin our meditation with the first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verses 18 to 21. Put to death indeed in the flesh, he was brought to life in the Spirit, in which he also went and preached to those spirits that were in prison, those in times past had been disobedient, when the patience of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was building. In that ark a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. St. John Damascene, in his third book of an exact exposition of the Orthodox faith, writes, "His soul, when it was deified, descended into Hades, in order that just as the Sun of Righteousness rose for those upon the earth, so likewise he might bring light to those who wait under the earth in darkness and shadow of death. For just as he brought the message of peace, freedom to prisoners, and sight to the blind to those upon the earth, becoming for them who believed the author of everlasting salvation, and for those who did not believe a sign and reproach, he would do the same in Hades. This was so that every knee should bow to him, of things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. After he had freed those who had long been bound, he quickly rose again from the dead to show us the way to resurrection." Holy Saturday is spent in remembrance of Christ's descent among the dead, to save the souls of those who had died in the Lord before his passion and resurrection, and to open for them the gates of heaven. Hades had attempted to contain the uncontainable, and the power of Christ has overturned the power of death forever. On Holy Saturday, the office of the burial of Christ is prayed in front of the Ploshchanitsa. Again, that is the image of Christ's body on a long piece of cloth. This office is composed of three odes, or stases, totaling over 150 verses. It focuses on the death of Christ and compares the goodness of God with the sinfulness of man. The service is designed both to express sorrow for Christ's death and the first signs of joy for Christ's resurrection. It is also traditional for baskets of Easter or Paschal foods to be blessed at the church. These baskets usually contain a yeast bread, usually a kulich or a tsarikaya, bitter herbs, wine, dairy products, salt, meats, and eggs, at least one of which is red. The things that have been abstained from during Lent are now blessed and will be eaten on Easter Sunday, to proclaim that all creation has been renewed and made good by the resurrection of Christ. The foods also have symbolic importance. The yeast is a symbol of the new covenant in Christ. The bread symbolizes Jesus, the living bread. The bitter herbs, such as horseradish or garlic, symbolize the first Passover meal. Salt symbolizes the salt of the earth. Meat reminds of the Old Testament Passover, which has been replaced by Christ as the new lamb, and the fattened calf slain for the prodigal son. The red egg symbolizes Christ's tomb and new life. The other items symbolize the good things of the earth and the future banquet with the Lord. Of course, eggs play a particular important role in Eastern spirituality of the resurrection. According to tradition, Mary Magdalene visited Pontius Pilate after Christ's resurrection and brought him a basket of eggs. After she greeted Pilate with the news that Christ had risen, Pilate responded that he would not believe even her eggs turned red. And when she gave him the basket, the eggs all turned a bright red. The Easter basket is covered with a decorative cloth on which is written, "Christ is risen." While many Christians dye their eggs in preparation for Easter, and red continues to be a common color, Eastern Christians have become noted for painting very elaborate Easter eggs, or psianki. On Easter Sunday, after greeting each other with the traditional Easter greetings, the faithful crack their eggs against each other as a sign of remembering that Christ has broken the chains of death in his resurrection. Traditionally, the one whose egg was unbroken would get to keep the broken egg. And we will close with a special 2nd century hymn that's often sung on this day and around these times. O gladsome light, bright glory of the eternal Father, the all-holy, blessed, and heavenly One, Jesus Christ, at the setting of the sun and the coming light of evening, we praise, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is truly proper that you be praised with faithful voices at all times, O Son of God and Life-Giver. In union with the whole universe, we glorify you.